The man who called himself Donald Heathfield was living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The World's Jason Margolis has more on that.
If I were a Russian spy, which I'm not, I'd go directly to Washington or New York, where I could infiltrate the seats of power. The people in Cambridge say that'd be a mistake. You should come here.
It's a great place to be a spy. Of course you would come here.
That's Cambridge resident and art consultant Elise Blaxall. I spoke with her and some other locals at the restaurant upstairs on the square. It's a one-minute walk from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, where alleged spy Donald Heathfield earned a master's. Restaurant owner Mary Catherine Dybel says a lot of important brain power works right nearby.
I've always thought, if a nuclear bomb was going to be placed somewhere, it'd probably be Washington, and it might be Cambridge, Massachusetts, between MIT and Harvard and the Kennedy School. It really is a nexus of important people who make decisions.
The Kennedy School is a rotating door of influential global players who come to speak and lecture, and they often come here to eat. Dybel has served everyone from Michelle Obama to Bono. A couple of years ago, Mikhail Gorbachev was in town.
Yeah, he was having dinner with the Russian spies. Did you know that?
No, that's a joke, right?
That's a joke. That would be a joke.
Okay.
Beyond the networking possibilities, there's also lots of information to be acquired in Cambridge. Engineer Ken Zimmerman says, think of all the information at your fingertips.
Well, whatever you want. I mean, MIT is just a stone's throw. Laboratories are just a stone's throw from MIT. R&D labs that are working on medical, biotech, and scientific equipment. What else can I say? It would be a dream for a Russian spy to come to Cambridge.
Everyone I spoke with in Cambridge seemed giddy that Russian spies were allegedly in their midst. Restaurant owner Mary Catherine Dybel said, yep, that's true.
I think every single person in Cambridge that I've talked to about it had a good laugh about it. We love the fact that it's almost as though a movie has come true. Like, you don't really think that that's really going to happen, where it's so 60s is all I can think. And we love the fact that Cambridge has had these, you know, high profile for 10 years Russian spies living right in our midst. And who knew? It's exciting.
Art consultant Elise Blaxall hopes the excitement isn't over.
I mean, the more the merrier. It's always fun to have intrigue.
For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Cambridge, Massachusetts.